Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. I'm Jenna Tauble, and today I'm joined with Christina Kovacevic, our AVP of Retail and Member Experience here at First Alliance Credit Union, and we are going to be digging into a topic all about emergency funds and why they're important and what you need to know about them. But before we dig into our topic for the day, Christina, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself and your role here at the credit union?
Perfect. Hi, everyone. My name is Christina Kovacevic. As Jenna mentioned, I'm the AVP of Retail and Member Experience. I have been in the financial world for a little over 10 years now. And so I'd like to share some of my knowledge with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So let's just dig into the basics. What is an emergency fund? What does that mean? And why is it important to have one?
So emergency fund, just as you call it, an emergency. So it is a an account that you have for emergencies like something going out at your house, or maybe you need your car fixed. Maybe something comes up like a medical bill that you need to pay for. And why is it important to have? Because those things happen. Life happens, and we need to prepare ourselves to be financially stable by having an emergency fund.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's just a place where you stick money specifically to cover those unexpected life expenses.
And not touch it.
And not touch it. Yes. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
You have an emergency. Which brings me to one of my other questions. What constitutes an emergency? And what's not an emergency? When should you be tapping into this money that you're saving?
So I think first it's super important to figure out what is an emergency for you. So an emergency could be medical debt, maybe some unexpected credit card debt that you maybe inquired because you weren't able to access that emergency fund at that time. Unexpected bills. Unexpected life circumstances.
Yeah. So, like, I've had many unexpected life circumstances happen to me in recent years. So, like, cars breaking down, teenagers crashing their cars into things that they shouldn't be. You know, those, and you have to pay the deductible mm-hmm. or sometimes the full amount. So, for me, that's what I have been using my emergency fund for, is covering situations just like that.
Yes.
How much money should somebody really have saved in an emergency fund? I think, there's probably a range, right, of what is expected to mm-hmm. be in there mm-hmm. to be helpful.
Yeah, I think a lot of the things that I've read and just some of the research that I've done, people are saying you should have at least 3 months' worth of your salary in an emergency fund. That's kind of a lot when you think about, you get paid two times a month. How are you going to do that times three, but I think it's taking appropriate steps to get you there. It doesn't have to be an instant gratification thing. Emergency funds take time. Saving money takes time. So being patient with yourself. But, I would say that 3 month range worth of your salary.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense that would be kind of the mm-hmm. the rule of thumb to work towards, mm-hmm. because if you were to lose your job, it can take time to get a new job, and you still have bills to pay.
Absolutely.
Have, your family to feed. So having that built up is a great way to just kind of give yourself that financial cushion. So if something like mm-hmm. that does happen, you don't end up in a worse financial position in the long run. But to your point, it can take time to get there. So, what's maybe a smaller goal that somebody should start with when they are maybe just getting started trying to build this fund for themselves?
I think to get to that small goal, you kind of have to figure out where you're spending your money and how you're spending your money. So I think first step is just sitting down and figuring out, maybe you print off a month's worth or 3 months worth of bank statements and highlight all the things that you didn't maybe need to swipe your debit card for. And then the other thing I learned is when you get paid, always pay yourself first.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really weird, but I do this when I get paid. I automatically just put a couple $100 away because I know if I need it, I can always pull it out. Mm-hmm. But I always tend to pay myself first. That's the biggest thing I feel like has helped me. Is just setting that money. I actually have an automatic payment or transfer set up. So without even thinking, every Wednesday when we get paid, that money's out of there. So when I log in the morning, I'm like, oh, this is my paycheck, because I don't even think that this money is gone because I didn't expect it to be there.
Right. It just is put into that account already,
yep.
Which I think is a really smart way to go about it, especially if you're somebody who maybe doesn't have as much like self-control down the road to go, oh, I'm going to stop spending so that I can move this money later, right? It just kind of takes
me.
Yeah. Honestly, all of us, though, out of sight, yeah. out of mind. And if you're not prioritizing that savings, it does become a lot harder to make it happen. And so having that automation doing it for you, it's like kind of set it and forget it to some mm-hmm. degree, which I think yeah. is a great tool to use when you're trying to build up something like an emergency
Absolutely.
Fund.
Absolutely. Yeah. It took me a while to get there to figure out that I need to pay myself first. But I, once I set up that automatic transfer, that has been life-changing mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I've got a Wincentive account, which we've talked about mm-hmm. before on this show, which I love. I take some of my money and put it in my Wincentive and then in my kids' Wincentives, and then I put a little bit into my emergency fund so yep. that I get to save for some fun stuff and for those unexpected life
yeah.
expenses as well. So there's lots of ways to go about it. But Absolutely. That actually brings me to my next question for you, which is, what are maybe some of the better types of savings accounts to put your emergency fund into? Because you want your emergency fund to be in a place that's safe, right? You don't necessarily want to stick it under your mattress, mm-hmm. but you also need to have it easily accessible. Yeah. So what are some of the different types of accounts that you could use to put this money into and save?
Yeah. So that Wincentive account, that's a great place to put some of those funds. I would say, you know, a regular savings account, a club savings account, a money market. I would not suggest a certificate of deposit, just because that money is locked in for mm-hmm. a period of time. So if you know that you maybe won't be touching that money, that would be probably the best, because it does earn you the most interest on your funds. Mm-hmm. But if we're specifically talking emergency, you want to be able to make sure that you can access that money whenever, wherever. So I would definitely say a club savings or just a regular savings that we offer here.
Yeah.
Or a money market. Money markets are great too.
Yeah, and I really like that you bring up the money market. And even though those tend to have a little bit higher threshold for a minimum deposit, you know, I think ours start at $2,000. Once you've built that habit of savings, if you start with that kind of more traditional savings mm-hmm. account or, you know, a Wincentive, something like that, and you get to that level of $2,000, and then you can move it into that money market and start earning a little bit more interest, which then just helps your account grow even faster. So
Absolutely.
I like that you bring up that there's multiple avenues.
And that honestly could be like a goal that you work towards. You know, you start with that club savings or that regular savings, and then once you hit that $2,000, now you're like, now I can upgrade to this yeah. money market and earn a little bit more interest. So it's definitely a goal that mm-hmm. I think everyone should, you know, kind of think about. Just sometimes I think we get lost in like, oh, my money's always been in here, I'm just going to keep it in here. Mm-hmm. But stop into First Alliance and we can assess your accounts and see if maybe your money would be earning interest better somewhere else. Yeah. Or maybe we talk about doing something different.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember even being young and just starting to save, you know, like while I was in college and things, like you don't have a ton of money to put aside in savings sometimes. So knowing, you know, that you can have these incremental goals to help really set yes. yourself up for financial success. I remember feeling so excited when I was like, oh my gosh, I have $3,000 saved.
Yes.
Wow, this is so good. Like I'm in a spot where I don't have to worry so much anymore. Mm-hmm. And then just using that like excitement and building that momentum to keep going.
Yeah. Like what else can I do? How much more can I save?
Yeah.
yeah. Like once that starts building up, it's, you get excited because you're like, wow, I'm actually doing this. It's a lot easier than you think.
Yeah.
I think it's just, the hardest part is just getting started.
It is. It
yeah.
is. Yeah. And even like just start with $5, start with
yes.
$10, $25. It doesn't have to be this huge chunk of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if you don't make a ton of money, like start small. Every little bit helps.
It really does.
Another question that I have is really about, you know, if you are kind of in a position where maybe you have a lot of debt payments, and you also want to build this emergency fund and your paycheck just doesn't go very far, like how should someone balance focusing on, you know, paying down debt while also savings? Are there some tips or advice you have for somebody who's in that position?
Yeah, I think that when we get ourselves into my favorite term, financial pickles, I think it's really important to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to stop in to First Alliance, or we're honestly wherever you do your banking, and sit down with someone and say, hey, this is the spot I'm in. Help me. What can we do so I can maybe consolidate some of this debt so my payments are smaller, so I'm not making a credit card payment here, there, and everywhere, and just having it all in one, and then taking that money that you would have been paying towards those credit cards and either one, taking half of it and applying it additional to the credit card, and then taking some of it and putting it in your emergency fund. That's a little side story. I went through a divorce and had inquired a lot of debt, and I was working at a financial, so I knew that that was a step I needed to take, but I also went to one of my bankers at the time, and I was like, help me figure this out. Like, yeah. I need your support, because, you know, we do this every day, but when it comes to us, we sometimes tend to forget to take care of us in the financial space. So I sat down with him, and we figured out a plan, and that I was saving, I think, $300 or $400 a month just from combining all of my stuff together. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my minimum payment, and I'm going to take half of what I'm saving, and I'm going to put it in towards the credit card, and then I'm going to take this other half, and I'm going to put it in my emergency fund. And we, again, set up that automatic payment, so automatically that money was going towards the credit card every month, and the other part of it was going into my savings account. So
yeah. No, and thank you so much for sharing that story, because I think there's a lot of people who are in relatable positions, whether it's, you know, from a divorce or maybe the death of a loved one or even just, you know, medical debt that happens. You know, all of those things can really drastically change your life circumstances and your financial landscape.
Absolutely.
And knowing that there's solutions out there. So even maybe if you had to deplete your emergency fund to get through this, you know, that there's ways that you can still build it back up, and you're not just like devastated forever.
And that's the point of the emergency fund. It's sometimes going to look like a roller coaster. It's going to climb, 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 and then you're like, oop, I hit a emergency. I think it's okay to pull from that money if you need to. That's what it's there for.
Exactly. Yeah. And what are maybe, as we're kind of talking about like rebuilding it, right? What are some of the common like mistakes that you see, you know, members making when it comes to building emergency funds, and how might somebody avoid falling into those kind of mistakes or those traps when it comes to building savings of any kind?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think what I typically see is members putting more than what they can afford to put in there.
Sure.
And then you figure out your bills, like, oh, I need to pull $100. Oh, I forgot about this bill. And then you slowly start getting into the habit of always pulling from it when it's supposed to be the emergency. So don't overpay yourself where then you feel comfortable to always tap into that account and just pull it because, well, I did it once. What's another time? And then next thing you know, that emergency fund is gone, and that puts more stress on you because you're like, why did I do that? Why did I pull all that money out?
Yeah. No, that's a really great point. And I think that kind of comes back to just budgeting basics, right?
Yes.
Understanding your actual financial picture and setting yourself up for success along, like, at every step of the way. So whatever you have coming in, you look at your expenses, and then you look at, well, what of my expenses is maybe frivolous and that I should be putting towards savings, and then what can I actually afford to save while still, you know, meeting all of my obligations financially.
Absolutely. And you made a great point just about budgets. In the financial space, like, we love figuring out like a person's budget. We love seeing what they have out there. Like, it literally makes us tick. So if you stop into one of our branches, that's the service you're going to receive, because that's what we love to do. That's what we're here to do, is to figure out, help you figure out a budget, help you figure out that emergency fund, to help you figure out how we can save you money. Maybe we refinance something. Maybe we put you in a different product that fits your life better. Like that, we are here to help you, and we want to help you. So don't be afraid to step in.
Yeah, I love that. So, I mean, let's talk, we talked a little bit about it already, but I want to just ask the question directly as well. Like, so you, if you've had that financial emergency happen, you've depleted your emergency fund, how do you rebuild? How do you bounce back from that?
I think first step is to tell yourself that it's okay to deplete that emergency fund. That's what it's there for. And then I think it's maybe you go back to that budget and you figure out that maybe I can't put that much, or maybe I could put a little bit more. So I think it's always budgeting emergency funds is a continuous
cycle
yeah. of learning and changing and growing. And I can't tell you how many times I've changed my budget.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
just over the course of my life, how many times I'm like, okay, I can't do this right now. I can only put $50 in this time, but maybe once that my financial little situation that I'm going through right now changes, I can put additional. So I think it's being okay with not always having it be the consistent same amount every time, and scaling it back, or maybe you up it a little bit. So I think that's one of the best ways is to rebuild after yeah. you've pulled, is maybe you reassess some things and you tweak some things. I mean, we do that in our life every day. We're always learning, growing, tweaking things to live a more healthy life.
Yeah. Well, I like that you bring up just getting comfortable with that fluctuation.
Yeah.
Because to your point, you know, not everything in life is bad either, right? Sometimes you get a raise or you get a bonus
yeah.
or, you know, some of those good things that happen too. And that's also a really good time to reassess and say,
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I just got married. Now we have double income. How do we use our double income to the best of our ability? Or I just got this great promotion at work and I got a raise. How do I make sure that I'm using that those new funds coming in to the best of my ability to set me up for even more financial success?
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you bring up that variability. And what else should our listeners, our members know about emergency funds that we haven't talked about already?
I feel like we covered it all, but just to like reiterate, stop in and see us. Let us help you create a budget. Be vulnerable and just be okay with depleting that. Because you have to, and that's what it's there for. And then building it back up, and then maybe you deplete it again. But that's the point of the emergency fund. It's mm-hmm. for emergency. So don't be too hard on yourself when that unexpected medical bill comes in, or you have to get new tires. I'm just thinking of like winter right now.
Yeah,
you have to get new
yeah.
tires, or your heat goes out. Like my friend told me to, like,
yes,
things happen, and some things are out of our control. But one thing we can control is that emergency fund and how we use it and how much we put into it. So control the things that you can control and don't stress about the things that you can't, because that's life.
Yeah. And that is great advice. And that's where we're going to end it, because I don't think it gets better than that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christina, for
being
here.
Jenna.
It's always a pleasure to have you. This has been Good Money Moves. Make sure that you subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you want to learn more about emergency funds, you can visit our website at firstalliancecu.com. And until next time, stay financially empowered.